That is such exciting news for Japan's crypto market. Laser Digital Japan, backed by Nomura, has just secured the country's first cryptocurrency-related approval in 4 years.
It's a meaningful milestone. The approval lets the firm start by providing liquidity to domestic cryptocurrency providers, with institutional trading services expected later.
I think that matters a lot because Japan has been quite cautious and tightly regulated, so entering the crypto space has been harder than in many other places, even as global markets have matured.
Exactly. Right now, the central focus is liquidity provision. By supplying liquidity to local providers, Laser Digital aims to support smoother trading, narrower spreads, lower transaction costs, and less price disruption from large orders.
That sounds really reassuring for everyday investors. Two, better liquidity can make it easier to enter or exit positions closer to market value, and it can reduce the chance that one big trade moves prices too sharply.
Still, it's important to be clear. Better liquidity does not remove the inherent risks of cryptocurrencies. They remain volatile and sensitive to regulation, market sentiment, technology, macroeconomic conditions, and sudden shifts in demand.
And the possible next step is even more exciting. Planned institutional trading services could open the door for banks, asset managers, investment firms, and other professional investors.
That would be a major development. Institutional clients usually need much more than basic trading access. They expect robust compliance, secure custody, transparent pricing, operational reliability, and efficient execution of large orders.
That is where Nomura's backing becomes such a strong advantage, because it gives Laser Digital a meaningful connection to traditional finance and may help it meet those institutional expectations.
It also signals a broader shift in Japan's approach. The market is moving toward a more controlled framework for regulated crypto activity, rather than treating crypto only as a speculative product.
I love that framing. It feels like Japan is trying to welcome innovation without letting go of market integrity.
Yes, but the cautious stance is still there. New services will need to comply with applicable rules, maintain customer protections, and manage risk responsibly.
For domestic crypto companies, this could be a real boost, improving market conditions, deepening trading infrastructure, and creating new opportunities.
For international firms, it may also show that Japan remains an attractive market, provided they are prepared to meet the country's demanding regulatory and operational standards.
And Nomura's involvement positions Laser Digital as a potential bridge between traditional finance and the growing crypto sector, showing how digital asset businesses can operate alongside established institutions.
Overall, this is more than a regulatory milestone. It reflects the continued evolution of Japan's digital asset market and the growing need for professional infrastructure.
So the initial liquidity role, followed by possible institutional trading services, could help build a more connected, mature, and institutionally integrated crypto ecosystem in Japan.
The long-term success will depend on execution, compliance, market demand, and the company's ability to build trust with domestic providers and professional investors.